Yes, hello and welcome to another Green Light On Racing and Sport podcast. This time it's all roads down to Gippsland for the only Boxing Day sale to get to. It is the Sale Greyhounds for the Group 1 Sale Cup on Boxing Day. Boxing Day evening, it's going to be an amazing night of racing. I can't wait for this one. I'm going to welcome Mitchie Abaya to help me preview this huge night at Greyhound Racing straight off the top. Mitchie, Peacock, how are you, mate? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy boy. Yes, I'm well, mate. This is one of my favourite meetings of the year, and I get the privilege to go down there on course and soak up the atmosphere and experience it all. So I'm really looking forward to getting down there once again. And I reckon with a bit of good weather, there'll be a massive crowd on course. So if you're not doing anything Boxing Day and you're down towards Sale, you want to have something good to do.
Just before we recap what's been going on in the world of greyhound racing in just a moment, I want to touch on what you just said. The crowd at the Sale Greyhounds this time of year is off its head. Like, I don't think a lot of greyhound participants, a lot of punters, a lot of fans of the sport don't realise how good the Sale Cup meeting is. So I can say from my experience, and I'm sure you'll back it up, mate, if there's a country cup to get to, it's the Sale Greys for their big one, because it's just monstrous. They've got packages of plenty. You can jump on the Sale Greyhounds website to have a look at those. But it's just one of those phenomenal racetracks where the crowd is always electric. They're sort of stacked around the track, and it's just this amazing atmosphere. They do it so well.
They do, mate. I think the first time I got down to Sale was a standard meeting, and they probably had, I don't know, 200, 300 people on course, and I was absolutely blown away that the amount of people they had there for a standard Sunday meeting. Yes, it's a great time slot, being a Sunday afternoon, especially if you've got a Monday off, it's even better. But I went down for the Sale Cup a couple of years ago, and the work that the staff and management put into getting people on course, entertaining them, making them feel welcome, they cover all bases. They've got all sorts. That last year they had Gary Ablett. He was fantastic, took photos with everyone. They've got I think they had money machines or spin the wheel. Yeah. You could walk away with $1,000 or $2,000 cash. They've got a DJ on course, Slurpee machines, food, you name it. It's absolutely fantastic down there. So this is by far and above probably the best country cup celebration of a race that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think so, mate. No Gary Ablett this year, but there is a Mitch Abaya from Sportsbet. So you'll be signing autographs this year, mate.
Yeah, well, I might have to show him your picture and say it's me taking that speggy.
No, I completely refuse to sign autographs because I'm too concerned about someone's going to try and rob me credit cards. So I do not sign them. Everyone's asking me. But we move on, mate. Recapping, you're from Sportsbet. Sportsbet pretty much fully owned Wow She's Fast because of what she was able to do in the three Phoenix runs now. And I think she can hold her head high in her fourth position for finishing that most recent Phoenix. But to do what she did for Greyhound Racing, she's now retired. Obviously, that's the news. Just a phenomenal greyhound. And she's one greyhound that just transcended the sport, really, and got so many people interested. And it's a credit to Sportsbet, who teamed up with her and were willing to really push greyhound racing as well.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, mate. I think when the name came out, where she's fast at Sandown Park on a Sunday afternoon, saw the betting move and probably thought, geez, maybe the name's pretty fitting. And when you come out and run 29.02 or 06, whatever she went on debut, you knew she was going to have a good career. Little did we know she was going to go and win back-to-back Phoenixes, the first and second running. And I think Sportsbet were very brave, in a sense, taking her in the first one. And it would have been an easy decision to take her again in the second. And when people probably put a line through her in that one, she comes out and beats Amaron Boy, who was probably the dog that was absolutely flying at the time, and probably, you know, gets a clean run, beats her. But for her to step so well in that second Phoenix and go on and win back-to-back and then come out this year just to be able to make the race and trial what she did beforehand, I think it's just an absolute credit to the Greenos, but not only them, but to the dog herself. A lot of greyhounds wouldn't be able to run in three consecutive races year after year after year. Such high quality. And then still put up the performance she did. And I know they raced her sparingly, but gee, she's a phenomenal athlete. I saw her after the meeting was done. They did a little parade through the sports pit area, and she looks an absolute $1 million. I've never seen a better put together greyhound than her. She's just an absolute wonder girl for the sport. And well done to Sportsbet for getting right around her and supporting, especially this year. They could have easily canned her and said, no, we'll find someone else. We'll go with a Hector Fawley or so-and-so. But she's come out and run a gallant fourth, and she'll still have her knockers, but I don't really see where they're coming from when she's won back-to-back Phoenixes and that many group races. It's not funny.
run of the day.
All right, Mitchie, time for run of the day now, mate. We're looking at last week's heats at the Stale Cup, turning our attention to the 640-metre start. And I tell you what, I'm taking a little bit of a pun here on run of the day because I don't think it was mentally the biggest run of the day, like when I'm doing the form, but my heart's telling me, Mitchie, I've got to pick this one. It's Jarryk Bale. He's shooting for three straight Stale Cups. Now, you just mentioned Wow She's Fast, three attempts at a Phoenix, phenomenal. Jarryk Bale's won his first two cracks at a Stale Cup, and he comes back. Look, I think he's stretching the budget a shade, but he's in there, and his run was awesome last week. Now, thanks to GRV and the Watchdog Racing, here's how it played out for Jarryk Bale last week.
And away they go. And good speed from the centre. That's Akina Jack showing pace to Willow Bailey inside. Medallia Zoom works hard to hold them out as they swing out of the straight. Deep and last was Minta Frost. And Navarino's getting right up on the inside. And Copter Pratt there. Jarryk Bale is back in the field. Found the fence. But by golly, it's a packing field. Medallia Zoom working overtime. And now Willow Bale takes over. Finds the lead. Akina Jack gets to second. Minta Frost winds up into third. Three lengths away then. Navarino dropping out. Medallia Zoom. Jarryk Bale a mile off, they turn. Akina Jack the inside and flying is Big Susie. Never been in the call. Jarryk Bale flies two and has won. Jarryk Bale, he'll be back for an unprecedented third attempt at the Cup.
And there he is, Mitchie, just a phenomenal run. And he never, ever looked like he was going to qualify, let alone win that heat. He somehow finds a way through on the fence. And I've said it once or two in the last 12 to 24 months, you can never discount a champion. And this boy knows when it's Christmas time, Santa's coming down the chimney and the Stale Cup's about to be run.
Yeah, spot on, mate. It's a bit like when Archie Bale turned the clock back at the Meadows leading into the Dream Chasers Festival, the start of that. They just know that time of the year. I think I tipped him to win it at about 14 or 16 bucks the first time he did win the Stale Cup. Comes out and wins the second year off the wide draw. Many thought, geez, can he do it again? Yes, he can. And then the run the other day, it was just absolutely staggering. Gets up the fence and wins. Yes, the time wasn't there, but what is he now? Four and a half. And I'm pretty sure he's somewhere near there anyway. I should know this. He was one of my favourites going around. Still has been one of my favourites. I thought they might have pulled the pin a little earlier with him, but geez, for a dog of his size, his age, I just think it's fantastic that he's featuring in this race and probably similar to Wow She's Fast. It'll be a really good fitting way to end.
100%, Mitchie, and we will catch up with Lisa Delbridge in just a moment as well to see what the plans are with Jarryk Bale and whether or not they believe he can make it three in a row in the Stale Cup. Big race preview. All right, Mitchie, let's get into big race preview now. And I tell you what, I'm going to play a replay of my most favourite Stale Cup in years gone by, and we're channeling back to Houdini Boy in 2020. I reckon the greatest win of any greyhound in a Stale Cup, his explosive turn of foot down the back straight was completely out of this world. I've made him back in the 2020 my best Stale Cup of all time, winning that race from box number five. And here's how he went about it, thanks to the Watchdog Vision.
And away. And Arizona Eye stepped okay. Bobby the Brute showing pace. Here's a move from Webleck Ace going forward. And last hurrah, judge the first time. I'm Easy Boys back in the field. Houdini Boys settles last. Christo Bale, Zach Minnelli ahead of it. To the back. Last hurrah, the leader. Two in front. Webleck Ace, connections going for the two-year double. Is second with Bobby the Brute. There's just some shuffling up there. Here's Houdini Boy getting up on the inside. Then came Christo Bale, Zach Minnelli, well back, Arizona Eyes. I'm Easy Boys coming to the turn. Three deep, Houdini Boy after Bobby the Brute. Last hurrah, here's a go. Houdini Boy's flying. Houdini! Houdini Boy has got up to win the Cup.
And there it is, Mitchie. Houdini Boy, that's what you need to do to win a Stale Cup. You need to have a turn of foot. You need to be strong. And I don't reckon I've seen a better Stale Cup win than Houdini Boy back in 2020. He was out of this world, that boy.
He was some sort of talent, wasn't he? I don't know if we got to see the full repertoire of his ability throughout his whole career, but geez, at the start of his career, he was absolutely something to watch. And when he went around Sale and absolutely scorched, it was a sight to see. I'm no doubt one of many people's favourite dogs, and that Sale Cup, geez, he put some good dogs away down the back and proved too good.
Number one in the Stale Cup this year, Untapped for Dustin Drew, lines up from the inside draw. And she's just one of those greyhounds that seems to be able to make it through to just about every series she has a crack at. She's won 376,000, 75 starts, 20 wins. She made the Stale Cup last year and she made the Stale Cup the year before. So she's going for a three-peat. except she just hasn't won the first two, which Jarek Bale has.
Yeah, she's been phenomenal, untapped. And to be honest, I thought her run could have almost snuck into a run of the week there, James. Off box 8 last week, she was massive. Only went 6:47 early. Not really her sort of get-up. She should be running 6:10s or 6:15s. But 6:47, which she gone 36 and 79. So not too far off the fastest time of the day. And I thought her run really showed some guts and courage. And I wouldn't be putting a line through her at all. As a matter of fact, she's actually favourite or equal favourite for the race off box run.
Get ready, Dora. Strong, strong heat win. And one of those greyhounds that went through the Bold Tree series at Sandown Park recently and stayed at the 700 metres. So she has got pace, she has got a turn of foot, and she has got strength. And we saw that last week. So she profiles well.
Yeah, definitely. On SEN track, I threw her out as a all-in selection. She was 101s into 81s late. She went around at $20 last week, and her run was absolutely massive. Pretty similar to Untapped. I expected her to lead, as she did at Sandown Park, not come off the speed. I thought when she was sitting third or fourth mid-race, she was cactus, to be honest, but showed a different side to her game, and off an inside draw has to be a massive chance. Went 36 and 68, 6:17 early, similar draw to last week, has to be right thereabouts. And I think around $8 on the market, it's a nice little play. It's no 81s, but $8 isn't too bad.
Yeah, you look, like a Cheshire Cat over there, Mitchie. You obviously got a piece of the 81s. Zinzan Chopper, drawn box number 3. Another greyhound who is just, I think, elevating at the right time, has sort of been a genuine 600-metre dog with strength. And I'm assuming, being a local trainer, Lynn Smith had probably always had this penciled in the diary as the race they were targeting. So, yeah, I feel like he's going to be primed to run a big race in the Sale Cup. And I think he needed to draw inside, which he has in box number 3.
Yeah, 6:17, 36, 64 was one of the better bets on the program last week, I thought, off the inside draw. And drew well here again, box 3. If the two greyhounds inside can step, he'll be right in the race. Or if he can beat him out, even better. But last week, similar situation to Get Ready Dora. Threw it out at $71 on the all-ins. Was one of the 4 selections that I did throw out for the all-ins. And yeah, $71, if you've got a piece of that, well done to you. Goes around this week at around $6.50. So well and truly in the race for sure.
I have to apologise to the punters out there, because we were probably going to do a nice little podcast from last week leading into the heats, but with the Phoenix, there was so much going on, we thought we'd let the heats roll and then take a look at the final. And I tell you what, I wouldn't have minded to have got some of your all-in tips by the sounds of it. What about Homebrew? Drawn the squeeze, box number 4. I'm not convinced he is a genuine stayer as yet, but he's went at the Meadows. He went 34-25. He downed Zinzan Chopper by 7 lengths on that occasion. So if you like Zinzan Chopper, you have to like Homebrew.
Yeah, and drawn better this week. Had box 8 last week. Anthony Azzopardi said he'll definitely improve. Went 36.80, 6.20 odds to the first marker. So I don't know if he's going to be leading, but drawing closer to the fence does help. But as you said, the Meadows run was enormous, 34.25. This greyhound has got really good mid-race pace, probably something we do think would fit well into a Sale Cup mould. But can he do it on both ends? Is he strong enough to run probably 36.60? I'm not too sure. Can he cross the inside division? I don't think so. So where does he get to in the run? That's the hardest part. Goes around $5, though, so the punters are pretty keen.
Yeah, I reckon he's going to be right up there on the speed for a long, long way. Even his win at the Meadows, he only ran home high 12:40. So he doesn't scream out a dog that's going to get a lot further than 600 metres. So if you're backing Homebrew, you'd want him to take the front early. Jarek Bale, wouldn't it be a miracle if he could find a way to make it 3 in a row in the Sale Cup? He's about $21 with sports, bet gamble responsibly, of course, but it's a tough assignment for him. His heat run was so much slower than the rest, but he was just enormous to have even qualified. So you give him a credit for that. But can he win it, Mitchie? Can he get there, Jarek Bale?
Oh, I think he can, to be honest. The way that the race maps their speed, well, there could be speed if they all step in 1, 2, 3, 4. We saw last week he railed the ears off, and if he does that again, finds a spot on the rail behind some of that pace, all it takes a little bit of jamming, he could be smoking the pipe late. Yes, he's gone 37-12 last week. 6:37 early doesn't put him too far off some of those quick beginners. So, look, you can never say never with Jarek Bale, $21 in from 26s. So he's had some support there, but I could just vision him getting up on the fence, running past a couple of those leaders who might be getting a bit tired late and winning his third. But, geez, it'll be some sort of training performance.
It would be extraordinary. It's funny because when you start to chat about how the race might play out, you can sort of envisage what might happen. And there is a scenario where there's a line of 6 at the first corner and Jarek Bale just misses, gets the dream inside run, and he's somehow third down the back chasing the leaders down. And if he's there, There's no doubt he can win it. What about Drill Sergeant? Given no chance, I'm not sure you would have tipped him in the Orleans last week, Mitchy. First go up over the 650. I don't know what to say. He set the time standard. Like, he's the dog to beat based on the heat runs last week, but I don't think he can win it.
No, 36.59, I was absolutely flat as a biscuit after this thing got up because I had Stomping as the best bet on the program and got done on the post. But you know what kind of dog he is? He runs in blinkers. He has got a massive motor. He showed it over 450, 460. He'd just sit second or third, chasing some quality greyhounds down. And he'd get up and win on the odd occasion. And last week he did just that. I thought, to be honest, he was no chance of running at the 640. Had only, I think he'd had a couple of starts over 500 metres. So, I'm still baffled as to the time he's run. But in the race, drawn okay in a sense. He's got a little bit of early toe, 6.11 early. So he might be up on speed. And, whether he can repeat the 36.59 last week, I'm not too sure. But goes around at $9.
Yeah, he got the right run, I think, in transit last week. What about Your Colour Room, drawn box number 7 in the Sale Cup this year? And look, I think he is the greyhound that profiles to win a Sale Cup because he's not an explosively strong 700-metre dog, but he is a staying type. He's got the ability to run phenomenal sections over the sprint journey. He's had a good campaign of longer distance runs. He had a crack at the Bold Trees, didn't get any luck through that series. He's gone flying times over 600. He's gone flying times up to 680. So, and I think we all know that the times he can trial over the sort of the 450, 500. I think if he can get the start right, he didn't get it right in the heats last week. If he can get the start right, I don't mind him drawn 7. And I think he is the dog to beat out there, Your Colour Room.
Yeah, he was 6.25, 36.78. He's a very, very fast animal. I could never catch him, to be fair. I thought he'd win the Warrigal distance race on Pink Diamond night. And he looked home when he sat second early, but wasn't to be. But I think you're right in a sense that he's drawn well out wide. The only concern for me is Stomping on his outside. His Stomping does come across, may well hamper, and he can't afford to miss the kick. But if he steps, awfully hard to hold out. Has a tremendous turn of foot and really, I think, a sustained high top speed as well from this greyhound. So does profile well for a race like this. 460, just outside of the favouritism.
Yeah, and I reckon 640 is the perfect distance for Your Colour Room. I don't think he's a genuine 720-metre dog, but he is a genuine 640-metre dog. What about Stomping? I like what Michelle Malley has done with this dog, taking him down to Sale, had a sort of a good month of racing almost down there by the time they run the final at the Sale Cup. He's coming up for his third look at the venue. I think he's going to make his own luck from box number 8. And I see a scenario where he does just blaze a trail, charge across and lead. And from there, he's going to be the runner to run down. I'm sort of hopeful Your Colour Room can go with him, can even let him go and then try and run him down. But Stomping's the, I think if you had to give a tip to just the general public as a greyhound that's going to run a big race in this particular final, I reckon it would be Stomping.
Yeah, this was the third of the four that we got through to the All-Ins, but didn't expect the price to pop up at $4.50 in the final. I thought he would, well, obviously last week being the best bet, they gave you $6 for the All-In market. Thought that was pretty juicy. You're getting $4.50 here in the final. So didn't win last week, was obviously run down. I don't know how many times Michelle Malley can take being run down with this dog because last time at Sale as well, got nutted on the post. So can he go one better and win the big one? I'm not too sure if he can get across from that wide draw, but if he does, boy, oh boy, they'll take a bit of running to catch him because he can run serious time. 36.63 last week, 6.09 early. If he carves across and unloads the split, could improve as well. I think the run last week was obviously better than the week before. It seems like a greyhound that's definitely on the rise. And I remember his run at Sandown Park over 5.15, had box 2, pushed off the rail at one point, let a greyhound get probably 6 or so in front and just ran the thing down like it was nothing. So the greyhound's a serious animal. He can really run. And, I think if he drew inside, boy, oh boy, I'd be pretty keen.
How did you see the speed map playing out in the Sale Cup?
No, I've got Get Ready, Dora and Drill Sergeant up on speed. So they're my two likely leaders with Stomping coming across on the outside. So I reckon it'll almost be a line of 3. Untapped, Homebrew will sit on their hammer, probably off the fence. And then depending on Jarek Bale gets, he could sit rail. He might have to go around a couple down the back. But, I had Get Ready, Dora and Drill Sergeant with Stomping as the three likely leaders. The one that's the interesting one is Zinzan Chopper. Can he step any better than his last week, 6.17? Can he potentially lead the race and put a bit of heat on those? If he does, boy, oh boy, you could literally have four greyhounds going into that first turn all the same.
I don't know what to make of that, Mitchie. Honestly, don't know what to make of this race. It's extraordinary, hence the market is what it is. Favoured around that $4.50 mark untapped. Chances are you're going to lose. Call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. But it is time to fire away our selections for the Sale Cup. And I'll be honest, Mitchie, I couldn't actually put pen to paper for one runner in this year's Sale Cup. So I'm going to take it away by tipping three dogs, okay? And I think if you back them up, you might cut a profit.
Jeez, you'll have some splinters a long way up there.
Oh, I tell you what, mate, and I'll probably still miss the winner. That's how good this race is. But I love the fact that if you like a greyhound, like, I'm not going to discourage you to have a dollar each way on them, because it's that type of race where any of the eight could win. And I actually mean that. I think any of the eight could win. The only one that would really surprise me would be Drill Sergeant. I think he in this class might struggle, but I could be wrong. I'm going to go Stomping, Your Colour Room and Home Brew. Just with the way the pricings are, I reckon you might be able to do some kind of bundle. Still get about $1.80, Mitchie, almost double your money. But if I'm forced to pick one, which I know you're going to make me do, Your Colour Room is my tip. Stomping's my main danger and Home Brew's my third selection.
Yeah, I would have gone three totally different greyhounds, to be honest. Obviously, having Get Ready Door at 81s, Zinzan Chopper at 71s, and Stomping at around that $6 mark. Got a little bit of flexibility as to what way you'd play if you took all of those all-in selections. I think the greyhound that will improve the most is Untapped off box one, 6.47 early, 36.79. Can shave that down to a 36.60 and be pretty hard to hold out. Get Ready Dora, if steps, I think is probably my on-top selection. I just don't know what this greyhound's going to do. Obviously, Sandown pings and goes, and then last week comes off the speed. So I think that's probably, they're the two greyhounds that I'd want to play around with, the one and the two. I just think being drawn down near the fence in big races is a big advantage. But don't forget, Jarek Bale's won it off wide draws the last couple of years. And look at last week's heat winners, 8-8-8, well, place or finalists, sorry, 8-8-8, 4-5-1. They're all thereabouts, but there's a few, you can win off a wide draw. So look, I'm keen on Get Ready Dora and Untapped as the big improver.
If you want to know more about the Sale Greyhound Racing Club, you can head to sailgreyhoundclub.com.au, and there are still, I think, a few packages still available for the Sale Cup down there at the Sale Grace Bistro. It's going to be a huge night of racing, Mitchie. I think it's such a great race when you're sort of struggling to find between a couple of runners. I've tipped another three. That means we've got five of the eight. Chances are when we do our next Country Cup podcast, mate, we should have got the winner, I think.
Yep. If we haven't found the winner, there's something seriously wrong. But I think you're right. It just shows how deep this race is, how even it is. And look, as I said, I'm not even putting a line through Jarek Bale at $21 because he's proven us wrong once. He could well do it again.
Inside Info.
This is definitely a member of the family. We're about to have a chat with Lisa Delbridge, co-trainer of the marvel that is Jarek Bale, has been good enough to jump on the pod for a bit of a chat for about the 53rd time, I think, throughout 2023. Lisa, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, we're catching up Thursday night. I've been pretty busy doing some Christmas shopping and running around like a headless chook, but you've been at Sandown Park just getting winner after winner. Tell me about that.
I have had three winners, so it's always nice. Kane Bale won, and Valour Bale, and Elite Alex is finally back on the track, and he won a city race, so that's good.
Yeah, very, very exciting times for you. The kennel are always in really good form, but we're talking Sale Cup on this edition of the podcast, and there's a greyhound in your kennel who I think would be one of the favourites. I know you've got that that lovely splashback in the house with all of the different greyhounds on there. I dare say Jarek Bale's amongst those.
Yeah, he's the one out in front, number one.
Yeah, I can see why you do that. Hey, talk to me about this greyhound and how good he has been at Sale. He's going for his third Sale Cup in succession, which is something, if he does pull it off, I don't think a greyhound will do again.
No, that's right. I mean, it's only been a handful of dogs that have won two cups in a row. So it'd be nice if he did, but it's just nice to make the final for the third time, just to prove that age is no barrier for some dogs. And he just takes it all in his stride. And he doesn't know how old he is. He's turning 5 in March. So he takes it all in his stride, and hopefully, he can do it on Sunday. But if not, it doesn't matter. You give it a crack.
It's amazing that he is nearly 5 and he's still fronting up in a Group 1 final that he's been able to win the last 2 editions of. I guess does training him change at all the older he gets, or is it as simple as just keep doing the same thing, and if it works like it has for Jarek Bale, it will continue to work? Or with age, do you start to plan a different process, I suppose?
Yes and no. I mean, he has had a few injuries. He had a little bit of time off this year. About 6 months ago, Mark said, I want to target him for the Sale Cup if we can get him there. If we can get him there, all well and good. If not, well, it doesn't matter. But he's – like, he hadn't had a 600 for 5 weeks, and he'd only had a 460 in between at Geelong, which was in a veterans race the week before last week. So to come out and do what he did is mind-blowing, because he was last. He was in no position where he should have won the race. I mean, the time wasn't crash hot, but – a win's a win. So, I don't know why. I think he just loves racing. He knows, at home he's an absolute, he's a good kennel dog, except he shreds his bedding. But we put up with that because of just the caliber he is. And, he takes everything, as I said, in his stride. Nothing phases him. I think he gets that, sits onto the track and he knows it's race day. So, I got him out on last Sunday at Sale for Mark to get him ready, and he was quivering, like he was shaking, like nervous, like he knew where he was, he knew what he had to do. So yeah, it's quite funny how they react.
It's funny you say that, because I spoke on the podcast with Mitch Abay just a moment ago about it's almost like Jarek Bale knows this is the Sale Cup series and he just goes to that next level. Like, we look at Santa Claus coming down the chimney on the 25th of December, and for Jarek Bale, it's Boxing Day. That's his Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's right. And let's hope he realises that this Tuesday.
Can you believe he's won 618,000, this dog? Like, I know he's been around a long time. I think he's a tick over 3 years he's been on the racetrack, which is incredible longevity, and a real credit to you and Mark and the whole team to keep him up for so long. But do you pinch yourself just with how much of a great earner he's become, Jarek Bale? Like, 115 starts, 38 wins, 37 minor placings. He's just the, if you looked in the dictionary at Warhorse, the definition, they just have a photo of Jarek Bale.
Yeah, I mean, for a dog that's, like, he hasn't won any, like, he's won the Sale Cup twice. He hasn't won any major, like, big races, like, your Australian Cups or Melbourne Cup or whatever. So to get to that amount it's mind-blowing. But, I mean, when the money's on offer, it's good money. So you just hope that, he does what he has to do, and hopefully he's putting another 100 grand in this week.
Yeah, well, he's done it once or twice before, hasn't he, especially the Sale Cup. Can he do it again? Are you confident? You sort of gave the indication that you expect he's going to improve a lot with that race fitness from last week.
Yeah, well, he should. He will improve because he hadn't. That was his first 640 from, as the 5 weeks. But he'll make his own race, and with the Boxer, I think it's quite open. I don't know even know who would be the early favourite at the moment. But I think it's quite open. So I mean, he probably has lost a couple of lengths early as speed, but he'll go to the rail and he'll just, like last week, he couldn't get through on the rail early. So he'll plod along and see what he does. But at the end of the day, he's got a career in, well, he'll go to stud on after he's finished on Tuesday and see what happens there.
So that's the end. Retirement awaits Jarek Bale following
Tuesday, yep. Yeah. Yeah, Tuesday is his last start. Yeah.
There you go. And what would you say if I told you that the whole field is $9 or less except for Jarek Bale, who's the $21 outsider? Do you think they've priced that wrong?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, but then he was, like, he paid $9 something on Sunday. So, I mean, they obviously didn't give him much of a hope. But, as long as whatever he does, we're proud of him. So, yeah.
Who knows, he might be able to make it 3 in a row. 3 starts ago, Leash, you just mentioned he's had a couple of little niggly injuries over the time. He was beaten 12 lengths by Your Colour Room around Sale, but then he had about a month off. So reading between the lines, he obviously pulled up a little bit sore from that run, and you'd expect that there's not a 12-length gap between him and Your Colour Room if they're both fit and sound?
Yeah, Yeah, no, definitely not. Yep. So, yeah, he pulled up sore. So, we just, you know, we didn't want to rush him back, but we brought him back for sale. So that's, yeah.
That's the inside info. That's why we get you on, Lise. I love the honesty. And for those who are tuning in, I think we look at Jarryk Bale at $21 and we say that's just massive overs. And I think he could speed map to get a really nice run if he does just sort of miss it a little bit, jot down to the rail and run a massive race. So we appreciate your honesty there with Jarryk Bale. We're cheering for you to make it three in a row, which would be an incredible feat. You know what I'm going to ask as I let you go just before Christmas. The loyal listeners of the Green Light on Racing and Sport podcast love to follow the Lisa Delbridge kennel because you give us winner after winner. I think you gave us the Yachi Bale litter one of the first times you came on as a few dogs to follow, and I think fair to say they delivered. Have you got a couple of youngsters coming through now that we can mark in our black book and try and cheer them as our own?
Yes, I do.
Oh, hang on, Moles, Lise. Let me get the pen.
Moles is pups that he bred out of the first litter, Christo Bales.
Yep.
Two have hit the track and two of them have won already. And there's another young one. He hasn't started yet, but his name's Bruce's Shout. Named him after my dad.
Yep.
And, he goes all right too.
All right, Bruce's Shout. He's the one that's going straight into my black book. Well, as always, Lise, we love having you on the podcast. We appreciate everything you do for the podcast. To you and your family, have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And good luck in the Sale Cup. I think we're all cheering for Jarryk Bale. Maybe that fairy tale finish awaits with three in a row in the Sale Cup.
Yeah, we can only hope so. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a safe New Year, and let's keep racing.
Inside info.
Inside information segment number two on the Sale Cup podcast, and we're joined by Andrew Paraskevas, who I guess would be chopping at the bit ahead of Christmas and Boxing Day, because they have your colour room going around in the Sale Cup on Boxing Day evening. Andrew, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going well. You must be pretty pumped, mate, because this boy, your colour room, I just get the feeling he's primed and he's ready to do something special on Boxing Day.
Yeah, look, I did say to someone prior to the heats that I think I'm finally getting somewhere with him where he's started to. We had a few little blood issues and different types of things, and it's been a little bit of hard work lately. But finally, we're at the sort of tail end of it, and he trialled really well leading up to it. And I thought, you know, if he's around at the right time, or he's coming good at the right time, if that makes sense. So. Yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
I've got a couple of little spies who sit in trees around Victoria, and they tell me that with Sale called off with one of the lead-up races to the Sale Cup, you had to manoeuvre pretty quickly and change the plan for your colour room. Now, you mentioned he trialled pretty quick. I got told he trialled extraordinarily quick. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. He trialled well. He went, where did we take him, Trelgan? Like you said, I think the race meeting was on that day anyway. I think it was a Monday.
Yeah.
And I think they called it off at 11, and yeah, just made a last minute decision to give him a block. We had to trial him somewhere. We decided to take him to Trelgan, but all our dogs seem to have always gone well there. So it wasn't a surprise to see him run well because he's run there in the past. So, but it sort of gave me a good indication that he's, you know, up and about.
He's a seriously fast dog. When you go through his stats and the tracks that he's done really well at, he won his maiden at Bendigo 27.86. Warrigal, he's gone 25.60s. He's just a really fast dog. And when he gets it right, even the Meadows, I go back through his form, he went 34.08. If he brings his best, I reckon he's the dog to beat in the Sale Cup this year.
Yeah, he's always been quick. He broke in quick. He pre-trained quick, and so did the rest of the litter as well. They've always been quick. They're not the best race dogs, and they do need a little bit of luck in running. But if he was to find the front, I think that's the key to him. He's not the same dog from behind, so he'd have to sort of lead to. You know, in a race of that quality, you have to sort of have everything go right. So I'd want to see him out in front. But he could, if given the right sort of run and everything, yeah, he could definitely surprise.
I reckon you would have been pretty pleased with his heat run because, as you say, he's a better dog when he does bounce on the lure and he gets a clean run. He had to do it the tradesman's way in the heat over the weekend. And I thought the way that he just kept on trying, kept on pushing through, and he found the line pretty well to grab second placing and qualify for the Sale Cups, that would fill you with confidence.
Yeah, no, it was good. I actually said that after the run. I went up with Mario, and I said that to him after the run. I said it's first time for a long time I've actually seen him come from behind. Normally he does his work from the sort of first or second, and if he's third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, he doesn't really, you know, doesn't really run on. But it was the first time for a while he's got chopped out at the start, and you know, didn't get it all his own way, and still managed to qualify. So yeah, it was actually quite pleasing to see him, you know, sort of pull that run out of the bag. So, yeah.
Interesting market. 450 untaps the favourite with Stomping at the moment. Your colour room on the next line at $4.60. Who do you see as the danger? Because the market's suggesting just about the whole field can win. Who do you think's your number one danger?
Yeah, like you said, I did have a brief look at the market just for interest. Sometimes I look at those things for interest. I don't bet anymore, so it's not really for the punting side of it. But yeah, from memory, I think there was about six that were all like around the $5 and $6 mark. So yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I haven't even looked at the fields to see who does what. So it's a good question. Untapped's obviously got the runs on the board. And I can't really, I think it's anyone's race, to be honest. I think it's all going to boil down to a bit of luck. I don't have any sort of insight, or don't have any sort of, I don't know who's benefited from the draw or anything like that. But I think it's a very, very, very open race. I know that much.
What do you make of your boy Drawn Seven? He can probably do it from anywhere, but over this distance range, I don't half mind him out there where he can sort of build up the revs in the run to the first corner. And if he does cross and he does lead, he's going to take a whole lot of catching.
Yeah, you must have been speaking to Dad, because Dad loves him out there now. He says, early doors he wanted to draw inside, he would crack through the fence. But now he's happy enough to just balance up and come down. So, theoretically, Seven should be okay. It's only problem becomes when, you know, you're drawn in a group race and you're drawn wide, you've got speed underneath you, you get held out in the first turn, and that's race over sometimes. But the box on its own, I'm not too worried about it. It just really depends on the couple of dogs around him, what they sort of do early as well. I haven't really looked too far into it. I think the pink's got a bit of speed Stomping. So we'd have to, obviously, if it does want to sort of follow the same line as us, we'd want to really hold it out. But it could have drawn anywhere, really. I just think he just needs to get a clean run early.
To use your colour room as an example, how long do you prepare these greyhounds for a certain race? Because I noticed you've been racing him predominantly at sale since the early part of November, so it looks like it's a minimum of 6 weeks you've been planning this boy to have a crack at the Sale Cup. How long as a training team do you sit there, look at the calendar and say, we really need to have this greyhound hitting his peak on Boxing Day in the Sale Cup final?
I'm not a perfectionist like that. So it's going to sound strange, but I don't put that much thought into it. The idea of, like, he's been doing a bit of racing around the 650 meter mark, like the predominantly the country tracks. With the city tracks, with his racing style, they don't really suit unless he finds a front. So the 650s around the country have given him an opportunity. You know, they're a longer run to the first turn and things like that. So he can really sort of, you know, use his speed and open up. So it was more for confidence. The race at Sale was just a mixed grade race, and you can never plan those because they're always dependent on entries. So that was just lucky that they had enough entries one day. And the lead-up race, yes. The lead-up race was obviously after he didn't qualify for the Bold Trees. That was sort of a planned move that we may as well go there, run through a heat in a final series, hopefully, and then leave him for the Cup. But he trialled at Sale prior to racing there and things like that. It was always in the back of our mind that, you know, we would go that way. But after they've been there once or twice, sort of had a trial, had a race, I personally don't rush back there to race them. They don't have to race there again, if that makes sense. So it's just sort of all just fallen into place.
Well, mate, as we let you go, we want to wish you all of the best in the Sale Cup. It's one of the great races on the calendar. But have you got a I said this to Lisa Dalbridge a moment ago. Have you got a little youngster in the kennel that that you reckon could end up being a really nice dog that that we should be popping into our black book?
Good question. Look, they're going to take time, but we've got some nice young pups coming through. There's nothing specific, but look, there's half a dozen there that I've got wraps on, so any one of those could, you know, with a bit of work and time and everything like that in 6 months. Ask me that same question in 6 months, I'll let you know.
All right, mate. Well, I'll chat to you in 6 months then, Andrew. We appreciate you coming on the podcast, mate. And I think if the punters, on a serious note, just follow your kennel, they'll do well above average. You've got a phenomenal strike rate. You train them to the minute. Good luck with everything moving forward, in particular the Sale Cup. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to your family. And, yeah, all of the best in 2024.
Thank you so much, James. Thanks again.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.